back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, and today I'm sitting down with Kathy Saul. And I came across Kathy when I saw her post for Aroma Create and Take, and I was intrigued because I love making things, and I was just intrigued, Kath. So can you please tell me, what is Aroma Create and Take?
It's a workshop that where I get a group of ladies together or a group of people together, and we make aroma bracelets, something that they can wear their perfumes on, their essential oils, you know, help them with their wellness and that sort of stuff.
Oh, well, so that sounds awesome. So just so I understand what you mean, do you spray your own perfume? Like you make a bracelet and then do you spray your perfume on it, and is that how it works?
Yeah, more your essential oil really, yeah. And you can wear it on your bracelet. Some people can't have, you know, on their skin. So, and I put it up, they can create hand charms, bag charms as well.
Oh, so it doesn't have
bookmarks.
Have to be something you're wearing. It's just something that you would use.
Yeah, something that you're that's around you at the time, so you can infuse the oils.
Mm. Onto the beads. So how does that actually work? Because beads, I would have thought it just would wipe off.
No, they can, because they actually soak into it, they absorb into the lava stone itself.
Oh, yeah. It's porous.
Yeah, that's it.
Beautiful. Yeah. And you brought with you today to show me a couple of samples, and I'll put the photos on when I do share this podcast. And I fell in love with the long one.
Yeah, the bag charm.
That's a bag charm?
Yeah.
So if I went to your workshop, could I make a bag charm?
Yes, yes, yeah. You can. You've got your choice of either of the three things to make.
Okay. And do I need to bring my own stone? What do I need to do?
You just turn up. Just turn up with a smile, and just if you relax for an hour and a half and just create something for yourself.
Oh, fabulous! And do you give guidance on what works and what doesn't work?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I do. And yeah, if they look confused.
Yeah, well, that'll be me. And what happens if it takes me an hour and a half just to pick my favourite stones?
I'm just quite happy for you to be there.
So if I don't finish, can I take it home?
I'll help you finish.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, so what sort of a response are you finding that you're getting with your workshops?
Oh, fantastic. I am so happy, yeah, with the response and how they're turning out and how the word's getting around, which is really great now.
So this is all through word of mouth?
Yes, yeah. Okay. And a bit of Facebook.
You've got a Facebook page, and you've just held workshops at the Wandering Teapot.
Yes.
Now you've got one this weekend at The Hatch.
No, not till the 10th of October.
Oh, sorry, 10th of October.
But I am venturing down to Caloundra to the Big Four Caravan Park down there and doing workshops down there over the school holidays as well.
Yep.
And hopefully, which I haven't booked in yet, but I will, doing one at Riverheads at the cafe out there.
Fabulous. Yeah, and you're mentioning also Maribyrra?
Yes, yeah. At Homewares from Everywhere.
That's the one.
Yeah, I'm doing workshops in there in November and in January next year. Yeah.
Are you getting a good response with people booking, or are they slow to book?
Sometimes they're slow to book, but I've had one lady come 8 times.
Oh, wow. It's addictive.
Yeah, she's actually created all her Christmas presents.
Yeah.
She leaves Harvey Bay in October, and because they travel in the caravan, they find it's a good gift that they can actually pack away.
Oh, and it's small.
Yeah, and they've created them themselves.
How
and that's
gorgeous.
What they love. Yeah.
Oh, but you were mentioning before that you're actually the workshop's already scheduled for Maribyrra sold out.
Yes, yeah, which I'm really happy about.
You're not wrong. That's fabulous.
Yeah. I can't wait for next year.
How long have you been doing this for?
Probably about 6 months, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm only new.
But that's wonderful, because look at this momentum that you're getting.
I'm loving it. And I really love their faces when they've created something for themselves.
So talking about that, you mentioned you're going down to the Big Four down at Caloundra to do workshops with children.
Yes.
But who else would you –
ages. To me – from the age of 5 right up to 65, 80, plus.
That's awesome.
You know, yeah.
So my daughter's birthday's coming up. Oh, actually, she's just had a birthday, but we haven't celebrated with her friends. Would this be something that I could organise with you, like a private party?
For sure.
And then everybody makes the teenagers. Bracelet.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's cool. Hens nights.
Oh, truthfully, where you ever want to get together and have a cup of coffee and do something together, it's a lovely couple of hours spent.
That's awesome.
And very relaxation. That's what I'm looking for.
So, but you do make items to sell as well?
I do, yeah.
And where can people find those?
Oh, Riverheads Cafe, Riverheads Chemist.
The Wandering Teapot, do they
stock? The Wandering Teapot, the Hatch. Yep. Yes, and a hair salon at Riverheads as well. Yeah, Red Cherry, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Mm. So locally made, and you were mentioning to me that you try and source your beads locally.
80%, yeah, about 80%. I get them from a beautiful lady, Ronnie, in Elizabeth Street. She's open every weekend from 10 to 4, I think. Yeah, and I just wanted to stay local. I wanted to be able to see what I buy.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And you're just another person, Kath, that I'm meeting in this journey with Everything Fraser Coast. You've found something that you really enjoy. You've turned a hobby into, it's really more than a hobby now. It's a business.
Yeah, that's it. I've registered it.
you are officially a business. Well, you're a step ahead of me.
Yes.
And but you're also spreading a lot of joy. And I guess while people are working with their hands, they're talking, they're communicating, it's mindfulness.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
and I just what about the aroma? Oh. Because that must be calming as well.
Yeah, it is, and that's why when you come to the workshop, you actually can, when you finish your making your jewelry, you can actually make your own blend as well. I have three blends to choose from, and that you can create your crate for yourself to wear.
Oh wow! And so you put that then on your bracelet or your whatever you've created.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Mm. And No, you go.
If you make two pieces, you can get the blend for $5, where usually it's $15, just like the bracelet.
Oh, fantastic. Mm. And you're mentioning that the actual workshops cost around $45?
At the Hatch, it is, but with that one you get coffee and tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it changes with the venue?
Yeah. So they're usually about $15 a piece, and then I do, like I just said, then I do have the deal with the two pieces and the oil for $35.
Yeah, sounds like a great, it's a great activity, it's a great day out.
Oh, it's to me, I love it.
Do something different.
Yeah, and I get people to come back, and that makes me feel fantastic, and I've had a couple of good reviews on Facebook, so I'm even happier with that.
Oh, well, I guess... You might have found yourself in a similar position to when I started doing what I'm doing with my little podcast. Is I had very small goals. I just wanted. I didn't really care actually. I just said, "Oh, it'd be nice if I got a follower."
Yeah. and that's what it's like. And
it snowballs.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm really looking forward to next year when I'm back on top now, getting my health on top, and yeah.
Just take it as it comes.
Oh, yeah. I'm sort of looking into the health and wellness expos and the handmade expos as well, and, doing workshops there during the days. Yeah.
So I would encourage anyone to look out for Aroma, Create and Take and get in touch with Kath. We'll post a photo. She's got her name on her business on her shirt. Yeah. They can't see it, Kath.
Oh, that's right. It says, wear your oils in style.
Oh, okay. I can't read that. I'm sorry. Stop picking on the blind chick. I guess, on that though, that's why I really like, I got a buzz when you put in my hand your creations because it's the smell.
Yeah.
It's tactile and it's the smell. I rely more on what I smell and touch and hear now.
Yeah.
So I just think I really like it, what you're doing. And I'll come to a workshop. I've just got to work out when you've got space for me and when I can get there.
I'll find it.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'd like to book you for here, but it's always nice to get out, and go somewhere. Right. So, but thank you.
And that's what I can do too. You know, if you want to have a workshop and you've got 5 to 10 people, I'm quite happy to find you a venue, because I do my research and I find good service, and that's what I want. But, you know, to be able to go somewhere and enjoy the whole surroundings and the atmosphere.
I just think it's beautiful, and what you're saying you can do with like hens nights, or well, not a hens night, but an activity to do leading up to getting married.
Yeah.
How gorgeous that you can all make something that's special for that, or an event, whatever the event is.
That's it, yeah.
You make something that's a memento. Mm. And whether it's a mum doing it with a daughter, you know, or son.
Yeah. That,
you know, even a dad. Like, who cares if you're male or female? It really doesn't matter.
I had three people were sitting in the Wandering Teapot the other day while I was doing the workshop. And I said, oh, would you like to come out and join us? We're having a workshop. So the two little girls come out and whatever. And then the little boy's just sitting there. Why can't I go? And the mum said, do you want to? And he said, yes.
Of course.
And he made himself a beautiful bracelet. And I have little skulls and stuff like that for little boys to make their own as well.
Fabulous. Oh, I'm thinking Mother's Day. You could do something really special on Mother's Day with your mum.
Oh, this Mother's Day, yeah, I went really well with the, you know, the mother and son, mother and daughter. It was fantastic.
Oh,
I loved the response, yes.
Where was that held?
That was at the Wandering Teapot, yeah.
Fabulous. Oh, I'm going to keep my eye on you, Kath.
Thank
now that
you.
I've seen your, keep sharing your workshops with me. Now that I've met you, I'll definitely keep promoting what you're doing. And I want to have a go too.
Yeah.
I'm going to stalk you. Thank you so much.
That's fine. Thank you.